I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
So I was telling the story last week. It was very windy, you know. And somebody's grill cover blew into my yard, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really nice.
I didn't know these were coveted.
What do you mean?
I didn't know grill covers
were. They're expensive. The one that BJ has is like $80.
For a grill cover?
Yep.
Okay, I had no idea why there was...
Now, you can go buy a cheap, flimsy one for like $30, but if you get the real, it's got to match the grill. You know, it's got to be the same model. Uh-huh. My grill is a Weber. That's a good grill, I think, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And the grill cover for that's pretty expensive. You looked it up, right?
$80.
$80 for this.
Okay, because I didn't know that this is a thing. Yeah.
And it was, the wind was blowing, and I walk outside, and I go, oh, my gosh, there is a grill cover. I need one bad. And
didn't you say that you heard, like, singing angels and, like, oh.
It was a great day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not winning a Mega Millions, but it's a pretty darn good day.
Right.
Especially when it fits. I mean, it's the exact model and brand of the grill I have, and I have no cover.
And it's embroidered with Weber.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, okay.
It's thick. It's thick.
I know
no weather is going to cause a problem with this grill cover. It's really nice.
Yeah.
So I get it and use it. I don't go around the neighborhood. There's a lot of houses in my neighborhood.
That's a lot of work.
I'm not going to tote this thing around, knock on doors, and find out whose it is.
I agree. Right?
So I wait. I throw it in the garage. This was Tuesday, I think it was, with the winds, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I throw it in the garage. Well, by this weekend, I figure if somebody's looking for it, they'd already come.
Okay. All right.
So I throw it on the grill.
Because I'm not sure how long, like, you know, when the police find, like, a diamond necklace, how long they hold it before somebody, you know what I mean?
I would say for a grill cover, maybe 4 days.
4 days.
If you haven't heard anything, 4 days, it's yours.
Did you have it for 4 days?
Well, let's see here. Tuesday, I found it on Wednesday morning. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Exactly 4 days.
Okay, you're good. Golden.
4 days when I threw it on the grill.
Okay.
So yesterday, I'm sitting there watching a little TV. Doorbell rings.
Oh,
I'm thinking it's Amazon. Maybe they're going to drop something off or something. So I go to the door. A guy is standing there, and he says, "You got my grill cover?"
Whoa.
And I froze. I didn't say maybe. I didn't say yes. I didn't say anything.
That's the way you play it.
I said, "You're missing a grill cover?" I mean, give me the scenario here, because he needs to mention the windy day. It blew away. I don't know anything.
Right.
That's all I get, right?
Yeah.
So he tells me, he says, it blew off last week when we had that big wind. And one of the neighbors said they thought they saw it coming this way. And just checking around to see if I could find my grill cover. Well, that was the moment that I had to make a decision. Do I lie?
Right.
Just out and out lie, okay? Or do I come clean and I've got the grill cover?
What'd you do?
Well, I felt like with the way he was saying it, that he already knew.
Someone ratted you out.
Yeah, yeah. I think my neighbor on the left side, I think he did it. Because he can see over the fence.
Right,
and
yeah.
I think all of a sudden got a grill cover over there.
And you've never had one.
You never had a grill cover in the past.
And that other guy are friends.
Either that or he went to his house saying, "Have you seen a grill cover?" And he said, "No, but it's right over there."
Yeah.
You know, probably even pointed at
it.
This guy probably even escorted him to the backyard to look at it. That he knows it's there. So I said to him, said, I may have it. I may have it. But I didn't know whose it was. It was just here one day. And so I get him. We go around to the backyard. And sure enough, there it is. He get. What made me really look bad was that I put it on the grill. That made it look like I was stealing it.
Now, did you un-Velcro it or did he?
He did.
Ooh.
He walked around, he looked at it, and he goes, yeah, that's mine.
Oh.
And ripped.
You messed up.
What?
You say to him, like, what does it look like? What kind of grill cover
is it?
You're
not going to make somebody describe
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. No, if it's his, then I want to know it's his.
The chance of a guy looking for a grill cover, it's probably yours.
Jamie. It would have saved me from being the schmuck thief in the neighborhood, though. Carson's right.
And you would have got to keep an epic grill cover.
Jamie, I froze.
Epic. Yeah.
I froze under the pressure of being busted. I really did. I should have played this off. So I it's gone through my head ever since then, yesterday afternoon. I should have played this off like, no, oh, man, I have no idea. I haven't seen a grill cover.
But see, you stumbled. Right there.
I could have easily.
I don't have it.
Because it matches my grill, mm-hmm. I could have easily said, that's mine. That's mine. I don't know what you're talking about. I could have easily done that.
Well, you know what happened instead? He went home to his wife and he's like, that GD BJ Harris didn't even bother to walk around the neighbors and find out. Nope, that son of a. Just stole it. That's
what
who
are
you,
the odds?
That's who you are now in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Because if something flew into my yard, I know for sure that I would walk around and ask people if it was theirs.
If it was a Dyson hairdryer, you would just take it.
Yeah, exactly. According to what it is.
That's what a grill cover is like to us.
She would pick and choose, yeah. Right?
No.
Yeah, you don't understand what a grill cover means to a guy. You don't.
It's everything.
That's like, that's like one of those big umbrellas flying into your yard.
Give it back.
I'd keep that in a heartbeat.
No, yes,
why wouldn't
God.
You?
Oh, my God, it's not yours.
No, it's shade.
They look alike.
Yeah.
Nobody would know.
No, they don't.
Yeah, I could use an umbrella.
Oh, my God. Really? Is that what you're hoping for next windy time?
Carson's right. I played this really wrong. I should have just claimed that one's mine.
Oh
I just
God.
Bought it not that long ago. And, buddy, I don't know what the hell you're thinking about. Get off my lawn.
Yeah, you go on the defense.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. So when you get an Amazon package that doesn't have your name on it, what do?
Well, first I open it.
Yeah!
Woo! Well, how are you going to make a decision if you don't know what's in it?
Exactly.
Right?
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.